And there goes the full-time whistle. It's finished in a rare Finn Harps victory over their neighbours, Derry City. Declan, when Derry City won here the last time, Declan Devine, the Derry City manager, raced onto the pitch in celebration with the visiting supporters. Yeah. He's sitting here pretty glum in front of us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. His head's down there. Just looking at him. He's sitting down nice and quiet. Yeah, listen, overall, what a performance. They dug in. It wasn't pretty at times. They didn't pass the ball well at times. Derry would own a lot of the possession of the ball, but without actually hurting and causing us any problem. We defended well, they defended numbers, and we got the goal from an obviously long throw and a great header down, and it's 3 points. It's a big, big 3 points, especially come the end of the season.
And with UCD losing tonight against Waterford FC, another dramatic twist in this battle to avoid relegation. All of a sudden, Finn Harps are 3 points clear of UCD again, Declan. They've got the better goal average, and OK, UCD still have a game in hand, but you've got to say it's advantage Ollie Horgan's Finn Harps.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's 6 points in the last two games against Waterford away here. We're playing Bowes on Friday night, which is another opportunity to pick up 3 more points. You know, a good performance. Obviously, in front of the cameras again, they've done well. They've defended well. To be fair, Mark Antony had very few chances. Derry didn't play that particularly well. They played well in possession of the ball up until the midfield area. They got it out wide, put balls in the box, but it never causes any problems at all. And at any point, no point had Mark Antony anything really serious to do. And actually, Antony had only done very, very well. Overall, they worked hard, good performance, big, big result.
The result matters more than the performance at this late stage of the season.
Yeah.
But for Derry City, Declan, their players over on the far side applauding the travelling fans. Those of whom are still left on the ground, because quite a number of them have made their way to the exits already. But Derry City, for all their possession and for all their pretty football, didn't really impose themselves in this game tonight.
No, as I said, they had a large portion of possession from their area, from their defence, into the midfield. When they got to the last third, they ran out of ideas at times. But that also, Harps defended deep and had large, a lot of numbers there, closed off the space, got men behind the ball, made it very difficult for them to do that. And we ended up getting the goal. And I always say that if we're going to win the game, we have to score first. And that's what happened in the game. We scored late in the game, and that obviously is a big, big 3 points. And if you're sitting up now in the Belfield and you're thinking, after losing the game, and Harps have won against Derry at home, you'd be very, very sick.
You would surely. B&S Credit Union Battle Buffet, we brought this game tonight in association with them. Thanks to the staff and management at B&S Credit Union for all their support once again. Harry Ashcroft is the man that has scored the winning goal here tonight in the North West Derby. His headed effort coming on 66 minutes, enough to give Finn Harps a rare victory over their neighbours Derry City. And it gives Ollie Horgan's side a vital 3 points. My thanks to Declan Boyle for his assistance and co-commentary tonight. Thanks to Joe back at base for his assistance as well. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, from Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished. Finn Harps 1, Derry City 0.